Sachtasidius, Perek, Dalid, Mishnah, Zayin. Aisha Miskadeshes, B'dinar, Uveshava, Dinar. A woman, in order to marry her with Kedushe Kesef, you have to give her a dinar or the value of a dinar. You don't have to give money. You could give something that's worth Shava Kesef. That will also work as a Kedushin. Uvesol Aimrim, Pruta, Uveshava, Pruta. You only have to give a copper coin, not a silver coin. Copper coin is approximately 192 copper coins and one silver coin. That's the difference between Beishamai and Beishol. The Kamei Pruta, how much is a Pruta worth? Echad mishmaina be'isser italki. It's worth an eighth of an Italian Isser. So, Isser is also a silver coin. According to Beishol, you only need an eighth of an Italian silver coin. Beishamai Oimrim, Poiter hu es ishtei beget yashan. So if someone wrote a get, and then he wants to divorce his wife with an old get, he's allowed to do it. Ubeisol Eisrim, Beisol says it is Aser. Ezu get yashin. What is an old get? Is kolshin es yachid ima, acher shekasvula. If there was yichud, the two of them were together alone after they wrote the get, so that is a get yashin. So now why does Beis Shammai not have a problem with it? Because Beis Shammai holds that a couple does not get divorced unless he caught her with a arayis, with a davar sheba erva. Therefore, we don't suspect that if he was alone with her, he's going to go back and be with her, that they're going to have any relations. So therefore, we're not worried about a child being born from that yichud. So therefore, you could go ahead and use an old get, because we're not worried that a child will be born, and then people will say, oh, this kid was born out of wedlock, he was born after the get. Now, she'in came Beis Hillel, they hold that a person can get divorced for any reason. And therefore, we're worried that if they were alone together, maybe they're going to have a child now, and that child's going to be born after the time of the get, and people are going to say that he was born out of wedlock. So therefore, they said once the get is old, meaning that they were miyachid after the zman haget, you can no longer use that get anymore. If someone divorced his wife and then they were alone in an inn, so you don't need another get. Same reason. Beishamai holds no one divorces his wife unless he caught her with arayis. So therefore, we're not worried about the fact that they were alone, that maybe they were together again. Beishol says that they do need another get because we are chayshish that they had relations with each other. And therefore, we assume that a person does not want his bia to be a biasness, and therefore he did it l'shem kedushin, and therefore they're married again. And since they're married again, so therefore you need a get. And again, the point is, according to Beis Hillel, the Edom who saw this, even though they didn't see a bia, they could assume that there was a kedushin, and therefore you have edus on the marriage. Beis Shammai says the Edom cannot assume that there was a bia, because why would anyone do bia with someone that he's divorcing for davar sheba erva? He caught her with arayis. So therefore, you don't have edom on the marriage. If you don't have edom on the marriage, you don't need a get. This is all talking about when he divorced her from nesuin. Avol neskar shem ne erison. But if there was only erison, and then they were together after the get, they were together in an inn. Even Beis Hillel says, "Ein etzricha get mimenu get sheni." You do not have to write another get. Mepnesha ein libay gaspa, because they're not familiar with each other. There's no connection. There's no real connection, and therefore we're not worried that there was a bia after the get l'shem kedushin. And therefore, even Beis Hillel will be maskim that if they only had erison to begin with, you do not need a get. Mishnah Ches. Beis Shammai matirin es atzoreis la'achim uBeis Hillel esrim. Meaning like this. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon is married to Reuven's daughter, let's say. To Reuven's daughter. Now Shimon dies without children. So now his wife is Reuven's daughter. She falls to Yibum, to Reuven's daughter, which of course you can't do. There's no Yibum to your own daughter. So the question is, she's Pater. What about if Shimon had a second wife totally unrelated to Reuven? That's called a Tzara. Does the Tzara become Pater? So Beis Shammai says that the tzareis are allowed to marry. You could do yibum to the tzara. Beis Hillel says, he learns that out of the pasuk, that the same way that the wife, the daughter of Reuven, which is an erva, there's no yibum, so to the tzara also there is no yibum. Chaltzu. Let's say he did chalitza. Now, according to Beis Shammai, there was a very good reason to do chalitza because there is yibum to the tzara. So Beis Shammai pays him in akuna. Beis Shammai says now this woman can never marry a kohen because a chalitza can't marry a kohen. Well, Beis Shammai machshir, Beis Shammai says no. If the tzara did chalitza, it's pointless. It wasn't even a chalitza. She was free to go without the chalitza, and therefore she can marry a kohen. Nesiabmu. Let's say he went ahead and did yibum to the tzar. Beis Shammai machshir shirin. Beis Shammai holds that's a perfectly good yibum. Beis Hillel paislim. Beis Hillel says now this woman is pas lakuna. You know why? Because it was his nus. She was an eishes ach without the heter of yibum. According to Beis Hillel, there's no yibum in this situation because the tzar is pater. If the tzar is pater, that means it's a real erva. It's a brother's wife, which he has no right to take without the mitzvah of yibum. So if they went now and he tried to do yibum, he thought it was yibum, she is now a zayna. If she's a zayna, she's pasal lekahuna, and she can't marry a kohen. B'afal pisha elu paislin es elu machshir. And even though Beis Shammai still argued about these women, one said that kasha, one said that pasla. Nimnu Beis Shammai milisa nashmi Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai still married women from Beis Hillel because they trusted that Beis Hillel would let them know if this is one of the women that Beis Shammai would hold as a problem. V'loy Beis Hillel milisa nashmi Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel married from Beis Shammai again because there was a trust that they would let them know if it's a problem. V'chol ataharis v'atumais. Shall you elam etarin velam etamin? Same thing with the hiris and tumais that they argued on. Lo nimnu liyos oisin tiris elu al gav elu. They would trust each other when it came to the hiris, because, in other words, they would trust each other with the food because they knew that each side would let the other one know if it doesn't fit with the guidelines of the other one's psak. Have a good day.